Unger and Ariel Chavez are immigrants from completely different parts of the globe, Germany and Bolivia. They met and fell in love in Mobile, Alabama. In this StoryCorps piece, the happily married husbands talk about their wedding day and their hopes for the future.
How do you like living here in the U.S., in the South?
You know, in the beginning when I went through immigration, people were asking me, what are you doing in Mobile, Alabama? But, you know, I met you. And in this case, in Alabama, I have succeeded in having, I guess, the richest relationship you can have, which is a marriage.
We had a lot of visitors who, you know, would come to our house and say, I would have never thought I would meet a gay couple in Alabama. And, you know, one from Germany and one from Bolivia is just so different. The stereotype of what kind of people live here, that, you know, they are just all kinds of people, including a gay couple who love each other and who are successful and are able to, you know, enjoy life. Remember the day we got married? We had a pretty intimate ceremony with just very few friends, but it was very special. And you had a speech. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, of course. The theme of my speech was thank you. And before thanking every individual around the table, I thanked the United States of America, more precisely the Supreme Court and the Constitution, because, you know, when we met, we were not allowed to marry. It was only in June 2015 when the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that marriage equality is a constitutional right that we were allowed to marry.
Yeah, I think it's very special because we could have not got married in Bolivia. We could have not done it in Germany as a proper marriage.
Over time, the desire to get married got stronger. For me, it was not kind of an overnight, oh, now we need to get married. It was kind of a gradual process.
I have to say that it has been a lot more special than what I thought. You know, first you think it's just a paper and you don't really need a paper or a certificate to validate your love. But I think just the ceremony and having my parents, having your mom in this unique moment, it was very special. And I think it made our relationship stronger.
Now that we are married, how important is that for you to have a family?
You know, I guess as we're getting older, it seems like something that we need to do.
And where would you like to live? Or does it matter where for you?
I think I would like to live and grow our family in a place that where our children will feel welcome. And, you know, at one point I thought, well, we should do it here in Mobile. But I think that would be a little selfish in my part because I think it would be a little difficult for them. So probably a place where having two fathers is not so unique.
I think both of us, or in particular you, would also be a very good father. And, you know, having children, raising children, educating children, even though it is probably one of the biggest challenges you can ever have in life, it's probably very difficult and at times probably also very frustrating. It's one of the most biggest accomplishments that you can have in life. Now we cannot have children like the two of us, but that does not prevent us from, you know, being good parents and raising a family. Now, looking forward, more on broader terms, what do you wish for us?
You know, well, it's probably a cliche, but I would love to have a little bit of what my parents did and what your parents did, you know, enjoy a nice life together, be with you for many years. You always support me and you always want me to do my best. I love you.
I love you too.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.